So how about diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, I used to think was pretty straightforward. It was pretty easy. Then we got into the cell of origin debate, germinal center type versus non-germinal center activated B-cell type, and we could live with that one. And now there's some rare but unusual additional ones that are in the most recent World Health Organization classification. So the approach to that one, again, is should be a clinical, fairly rapid onset, a month or two. If you hear a year of symptoms, you're thinking there's something funny here. Most often it's diffuse adenopathy, stage three or four, but more commonly than in follicular and mantle cell, you do see localized stage one and two. LDH might be a little elevated. So again, clinical picture you'd want to see fits the diagnosis. Here it's really important to find out what kind of biopsy. You can get away with an FNA if it's clearly positive, sheets of large B cells, but we really don't like that, at least a core. And it depends where it is. For instance, a core from the mediastinum, gee, I'm worried about, is this a Hodgkin's that has some B cell features? Is it a primary mediastinal B cell? So there I'm going to be more concerned about how big a biopsy and was it really classic. Again, the immunostains, CD5 and 10 don't help us so much. They can be positive or negative. You really want clonal B cells. You do want Ki-67 for proliferative rate. If it's very high, you start thinking, gee, is this one of those gray zone BCLU, Burkitt-like? The terms have been changing. We can talk about that in more detail. And then you really have to look at the MYC and BCL2 stains. Dual expressors don't do as well. And more importantly, if the MYC and the BCL2 is high, we'd like to see the FISH on those to make sure that they don't have a translocation of MYC and one of the other genes that make it either MYC positive or double hit. So you sort of do this sequential. You may not have to do FISH on everyone, but high Ki-67, high MYC expression, I'd really want to see that done. So it's sort of a stepwise process.
We had a case at one of our recent meetings presented of a patient who presented with diffuse large B cell really in the bone. What are the issues there when your tissue is coming from the bone?
Yeah, so there is this primary bone lymphoma that's been described in the literature over the years. But again, the key problem with bone or even bone marrow is it has to be decalcified. And that really plays havoc with the ability to do immunohistochemical stains. They're much harder to get without background, or they may be falsely negative. So that's a real problem. There, we'd like to get flow cytometry if we have viable cells. Flow cytometry sometimes is a problem because the large B cells tend to be more fragile, and so you can miss a clone of B cells and just see background mixed cells might lead you down the wrong path. But so those are more difficult because of the decalcification you need.